You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcasts with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
Good day, yep. Good morning, good evening. It is the... Oh, what the hell is it? It's the 29th of December 2014. We're broadcasting live on Wolf Spirit Radio, on Revolution Radio, on Ever Beyond Radio, No Borders Radio. Somehow has dropped out somewhere, but we'll find them sometime other. This is the last Journeys of the year. It's been, I'd say, really challenging this year. For some people, it's been completely crap, and for some people, it's been quite stunning. But this has been the year where we've all learned a lot, and taken on, for me, I've taken on a lot more responsibility, as you all know. And so this has been a transformational year for me. And in order to look forward to the new year, we need to have some headlights pointed into the future, and for that we turn to one of the best psychics and astrologers that I've come across in the last few months, and that is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome back to Journeys. How are you?
Well, how are you? And Happy New Year. It's my pleasure to be here.
Indeed, it's lovely to have you back on. Do you want to talk? What would you like? In what order would you like to cover these?
I want to sing you a song, Jay.
Sing me a song.
It goes like this: oh. It's over, it's over, it's over. All of the plight, all of the upsets that we have all been dragged through from 2012 on is over. We are coming into 2015, the year of recovery. Everybody has been shaken up like salt and pepper, and they've had losses, they've had changes, they've had to let go of people they thought were friends, they've had to change jobs, and they've had secrets come out into the open. And now that all of that has happened, as has with you as well, it's time to work and move ahead. And the more that we all do to move ourselves ahead with integrity and love, the better we are going to fare. This is the year of abundance and the year of manifestation.
Manifestation and abundance. Well, these are subjects that I've been talking about for quite a while now, as to be the flavor of the future. And many people at the time would just listen to it with incredulity.
Well, that's because they were going through so much pain, and everybody's been through so much pain in the years, especially with the seven different Uranus Pluto squares. We just had one in December. Our last one is on March 16th, 2015.
Right.
And after that, things are going to work out. This is the year of luck. Lucky breaks, healing, recovery. What's happened is Saturn has moved out of Scorpio into Sagittarius, and it's a game changer. So people have had their pains and their emotions and their upsets, and now they're ready to get on fire and go out into the world and do their bidding, whatever it is.
It feels like I've been put through an old-fashioned mangle, which is two rollers that are held very close together to only let cloth but not water through.
That's the washing machine.
Yes.
Of the past, right? Where they use the ringer, they push it through
machine.
The ringer.
Yeah. And it feels like that all the crystallization that I've had, all these fixed ideas, all these programs, they have been subject to that pressure and have just burst under the pressure.
Yeah, it's called going to hell in a handbasket.
They've all been sent off. Or in a bus. Or in an airplane, in a jet plane,
The human race is about to embrace working with vibration instead of with emotion and logic. So we're shifting from the left brain over to the right brain a little bit, and hopefully we're going to bring it into balance. But the things that we assume, the things that we think, and the judgments that we make have got to be torn down so that we can rebuild on a more fair and balanced platform.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the judgment and separation.
Well, it's hard because, you know, you see, I like to use the post office. You go into the post office and you buy stamps, and the guy growls at you and throws something at you and gives you your stamps, and you're really putting him out, and he's very short-tempered. But you don't know why. You just go out and you go, what a rat he was, what a bastard. Well, that's your take on it. But the question to really ask when something like that happens is to say, oh my goodness, this man is hurting. I wonder why he's hurting so much. He must be hurting because he would not act out like that unless there was a reason. And then send him love and healing. That's the shift. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we approach with compassion as opposed to judgment.
And the biggest thing that's happening is that there's going to be big life-changing events in everybody's life in the next 4 months. And on a worldwide scale as well. So what are we going to do with these changes? How are we going to go through them? It's going to be totally unexpected. And you will be very surprised, because I'll bet you there are people out there right now, Jay, saying, oh, I know who it is. It's so-and-so. I know who it is. It's so-and-so. But it's not. It will be the person you don't expect that you're going to have to work out relationships with. The one that you don't expect. You know, I went through these years as well. I had a business that I had, a wonderful metaphysical business that went down the tubes because of deceit. And I lost four people dear to me. They all dropped the body. And I know a lot of people have been missing some of their family members and friends that have passed away. That's the intensity of this.
Indeed. And we've lost we lost Emoto and Dolores mm-hmm. Cannon on the same day, almost.
Oh my goodness! You know, one of the person that really gave a lot to the world was Robin Williams.
Not to mention.
Right. I mean, he—that was another one that was a total shock, because he never showed anything of these kinds of problems. So we also have the presence of a universal spiritual guide, and we're gonna feel this. We're gonna feel very protected, very overshadowed. As long as you're doing your meditation work and your prayer work, and you're in that mode to receive that energy, the energy is there, but you have to open yourself up to receive it. And it's a power shift.
And it doesn't take much, does it?
I mean, No, it doesn't.
You could do it while you're on the John in the morning. I mean, let's take it.
I used to do it in the shower before I would go to work.
Exactly.
But it's thinking with kindness instead of with battle. We're always thinking with battle. They did that to me. Get out of my way. I'm going to toot the horn. You're in front of me. You know, BFD, you're in front of me. So the whole thing is that to think, oh my goodness, this person must be in a great hurry. Let me pull over and let them pass. Because it doesn't matter what matters and what doesn't matter. If somebody insults you, you can love them for their pain, and you may not choose to be with them again. That's perfectly fine. But you're not with them again because they insulted you. You're not with them again because you don't like their behavior. That's maturity. Maturity and being able to use discernment and being able to know those people that you want to associate with and those you don't. And there's a whole big difference, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And this is, I think, one of the things that they talk about, the parting of the ways, the sorting of the wheat from the chaff and all of those things, that, of discerning and discriminating. Is, you know, you discern that this energy is one that you don't want in your life, or that this energy is one that you do want in your life. And it's very basic. I mean, that's what we call gut reaction, isn't it?
But discrimination is judgment. Discernment is wiseness. Let's look at the difference. When you discriminate. You're using an energy of ego. You're using, they're no good. I'm going to stomp on them. I'm going to bust their balloon. Who do they think they are? That's what you're using to make your decision. When you use discernment, you're saying, I see that they're having their own life expression. That life expression does not have to include me. So I'm going to just step back and allow them to pass. God bless them in their truth. We don't do that. It's very hard when you see, I'm going through something right now where a friend of mine is being taken over by a witch, really taken over. The girl has moved into her house, has put the things, her things in the garage, and has said, it's winter, I'm not leaving. Yet she's alienating this person from all of the people that love her so that she can have total possession. Now, this happens in marriages. It happens in friendships. It happens in parents and children. What can the person that's receiving this energy do to bypass it? That's where we have to grow stronger, don't you think?
That's a very good question. How would you do that?
Well, you do it with love, but you would also do it with discernment. You would say, this isn't working out. You have 1 week to leave. And if you don't leave, I'm going to have to call some people to take your things out of my garage. And I'm going to put everything that you own on the street. And you're not. I'm going to change the locks. And then you have to follow through. Because there'll be some kind of crying. There'll be some kind of, I can't go anywhere. I have to wait until, and there'll be some kind of trying to make you change your mind. There's a book that was written quite a while ago. It's called The Dance of Anger. Do you know that book by Melody Brody?
That sounds like a good book to have in the library.
Wonderful, wonderful book. And it gives examples of how we grow. And part of the example that she has, it's very interesting. It's the woman that's just had her baby and her mother comes to help. And she has to separate herself from her mother to become the mother of her child. It's very, very interesting how it's written and the examples that are given that trigger anger.
Okay, so name of the book again?
It's called The Dance of Anger.
By?
Melody Brody.
Melody Brody, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. Anyway, would you be able to present the nugget that was that came out of that book, the nugget of insight?
Well, the insight was that we feel guilty when we're not doing what the people we love want us to do. And the trigger, of course, this is all Louise Hay work as well. The trigger is the mother says, I want you to do something, and that's not what you planned. How do you either do what you want to do and keep your independence and share with her that you have other plans? You yell at her and put your hand on your hip and say, I'm not doing that. I don't want to. Or do you say, I understand that that's what you would like. Thank you for sharing. And then you do what you're going to do. And the other thing is, I had an experience where I had to set the dining room table for some kind of dinner, and my husband came down and he set everything in the kitchen, and I had already set the dining room table. So what do? Do you get angry or do you step aside and say, that's fine? You have to make a decision. And I'm giving you these examples because this is in my life, but everybody has these little, tiny ego decisions to make every single day with people.
About you remember how you make the world, how you're pushing the world and pushing people into fitting in with your world. Subtly.
Now, Jay, when you were a teenager, did you sleep late?
I am still a teenager.
There you go. And does somebody yell at you? You can't have a new and all that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, until I left home. That's why.
Well, I'm telling you, sleeping till noon is not a bad thing. It's what you do with your time when you're awake that can make it lazy and unproductive. When you get up, are you going to do your work? Or are you just going to laze around and watch TV? If you're up and you're doing your work, teenagers sleep because they're growing and they need the extra sleep. And they may not want to get up and do house chores that the parents have assigned to them on a Saturday morning when they've been in school all week, especially if they're a straight-A student. So how can we flow with the differences in others? We have to accept that they are who they are and we are who we are. And we have to decide whether we're going to recognize them as a friend and a colleague and somebody that we can share with. And this goes for everything. It goes for animals. It goes for the flowers that you choose, the dogs that you choose, the cats that you choose, the people that you choose. It's called molecular recognition. When you recognize that you really like a person, that happens on an instant level, almost from the time you meet them. Isn't that true, Jay? There's people that you meet that you don't have a feeling about, and then there's people that you meet that you really like, and you want to get to know them better.
And yet there are others that you somehow feel compelled to, but you know that there's something...
Trouble.
There's trouble.
Looking for a place to happen.
Sometimes I've even heard that in my head. You know, oh, hello, my name's... Oh, trouble. Yeah, I just heard
well,
it. Oh, man, yeah.
It's recognition, and you're usually right. Now, that doesn't mean they're trouble for everybody, but they're certainly going to be trouble for you because it's chemistry. It's chemistry. You need to respect those inner signals because as we respect them more, we're going to move forward in more balance. And it's just knowing and being aware. Being aware of where you're going. Let's look at the one that drives drunk. Nobody should give somebody a pair of keys that's been drinking. It doesn't matter what they say or what they threaten. You don't do it. People do, though. They get intimidated. That's how we have these accidents.
Yeah, it's usually, there's usually a series. It's not one thing that would happen. You know,
right.
People often try very hard to get hurt, you know, when the way they do.
Like, that's what they do. That's their whole life. But usually, Jay, here's an interesting thing about past lives and past life recognition. When you meet somebody that you have a funny feeling about, it's one of two things or both. Is that you've known them in a past life and there's been trouble, or they remind you of somebody. They have the same vibration as somebody who has hurt you deeply. Both times you're getting warned. And maybe you didn't know them in a past life, but you're still getting warned about a possible deception, a possible hurt, a possible untruth. And you need to listen to that and respect it. And don't override it. Just be polite and be gracious.
But and there are right. other mm-hmm. moments, Elizabeth, when mm-hmm. your intuition says, for instance, and I get this quite a lot, my eye will be caught by a particular object or thing before I go out. For instance, mm-hmm. I might think I'm just going out for 5 minutes, but my eye catches a torch, and I pick up the torch and I put it in my pocket. And then later on, I'm delayed or I'm invited out somewhere, and I do have to come home, and I do need that torch that I needed, that I didn't realize I needed at the time.
Oh, that's your inner helper. And that's called intuition. That's a different subject, Jay. It's a different subject. Your intuition is not discernment and you know, because it's inside of you. You're talking about feeling that I should have taken my cell phone, and then all of a sudden you have a problem where you know you needed your cell phone, and spirit tried to tell you, your inner helper tried to tell you, and you overrode it. That's another point of awareness. And we were talking about relationships with people, but now you're talking about when you get prompted to do something, like when you're driving down the road and you think you should turn left, and all of a sudden you find yourself turning right because spirit has taken over and the right-hand turn was the correct turn. Has that happened to you?
Yeah, well, that's jazz, isn't it?
I know. But I love
jazz
that.
Jazz person's fingers, you know.
And every single time I go against my intuition, I regret it. Every single time on those little issues. Because there's a reason that you're hearing it. So we're going to get better at that. We're all getting more intuitive. We're all going to go from the male energies of do it now, do it right. And we're going to go over to the, oh, I understand. I'm with you. I support you. I see how you've changed. We're going to go over to the female energies. But this is going to be a wonderful year for most people. And if it's not a wonderful year, it could be based on your decisions. But we have great opportunities in 2015, and I don't know how long it's going to last or when it'll come back. As a matter of fact, on my website, which is new-visions.com, I did an article, What Luck and Changes Are Ahead for You in 2015. And I did it for every single sign. So go in and read it, and you'll find out what's going to happen to your Aries, your Taurus, your Gemini, and whatever. And there's all kinds of things that are going to be happening to you during the year. And don't forget to include your rising sign so you can double up, as they say. Read your sun and your rising sign, and you'll find out what's ahead. Everybody has a challenge, and everybody has an affirmation.
So would you say your sun sign would represent your challenges and your...
No. Your sun sign, my sun sign is Pisces. So I'm going to take on more positive responsibility. I'm going to receive lucky breaks all year, and I'm going to achieve status and rewards. The challenge is that I have to work on and improve relationships with friends and colleagues and the public and not have so many emotional responses. And the affirmation is, the work I do joyfully is the only possible work for me. Now you go up to Sagittarian, which is my rising sign. I could have a move. I'm going to have new horizons. I'm going to explore new worlds and new lifestyles. I'm going to travel and have educational pursuits. I'm going to communicate and talk and be more social. It's very much hand in hand with the Pisces. And the challenge is to define your commitments. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't hang on to something because you think it's right. Let go and let yourself progress. Stop wasting precious time and develop your strong personal foundation. And the affirmation is, new experiences feed and renew my soul. So when you put the two of them together, then you've got a nice power pack of energy that you can work with through the first few months of 2015.
That's excellent. So, for instance, I'm Pisces. Our birthdays are two days apart, but my rising sign is Libra. So,
Libra is going to have new structure to materialize your goals. Bingo! Is that a bingo for you?
That will do. That will definitely do. Is there something I've been needing? Yeah.
The past is the past. Release and let it go. Expand your thinking and your heart. You're going to create and affirm a new solid foundation. Now, your challenge is to become responsible with finances. Face any opposition to grow and communicate with others, especially your siblings and your oldest son. And the affirmation is, those people I associate with help me to realize my goals. So you threw in a little gratitude in there. Gratitude is a wonderful thing.
That's good. Definitely. It's almost like that's the energy of that's the gratitude, in the same way that there's these beings that eat fear, and they call it loosh, and they give their gifts. There's other beings that eat gratitude and give their gifts, I think.
Well, I think gratitude is very important for everything. Let me have the call-in number, because we are going to be taking calls in a little bit.
Well, yes, indeed. We've got several ways of calling in. You can use Freedom Screen 2 on Revolution Radio. You can also use our dial-in number on Revolution Radio, which, what the heck is it? it's in all the publicity that I put out today, so let me just put it. Go and get it. Meanwhile, here we go. In the States, it's 310-421-4053. That's the Revolution Radio numbers. And in Britain, 0141-356-4141. That's a Glasgow number. And then in the States, there's also the Wolf Spirit Radio number, which is 775-773-3431. And I'll go and rent another set of teeth.
775-773-3431.
That's right.
Okay, that just went out on Facebook.
good. So, actually, yeah, we did have a caller. Okay, stand by now. And this is Thomas, and so we'll bring him in and see what.
And then in a little bit we'll do predictions as well.
Yes, that'll be great. So let's see. There you go, Thomas. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. So this is Elizabeth, Thomas, and Elizabeth wants to know your birthday.
All right. It's January 22nd, 1970, at 11:04 a.m.
Do you have a question, Thomas?
why was I born?
to do your special service to give to the world, to do what you were born to do. No. You have a mission, we all do. Sometimes we can't tap into it, or sometimes we're doing it, we don't know we're doing it. But you are blessed, and you, you're a forerunner. Aquarius is always a forerunner. And you allow people to feel a sense of inner freedom, and then that's their inherent right. And you might find it difficult to receive love because you think everybody has a motive. I know you've had some rocky relationships, but they're going to begin to smooth out this year. And you've had trouble with finances as well, but they're going to start coming in. You're going to be surprised. And people and your friends and social circles are going to expand and strengthen you. Let me ask you something. Do you have a place where you go and meditate with a group or go to church?
No, I've got multiple sclerosis and I'm bedbound.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little difficult. So I guess that you'd have to use the either internet or television to give yourself, you know, some of that kind of time. MS is a very difficult disease. Isn't that funny? Because the most common places for MS is in Scotland and New York. Are you living in Scotland?
No, I live in Texas.
You live in Texas. Okay. So you were born to experience whatever you need to experience, and I will tell you that there are many ways that you can relieve the agony of multiple sclerosis, and you do it with affirmations, music, toning, and energy work. Do you have anybody that can help you with energy work?
No, I don't plan on being here very much longer.
Oh, that's okay. That's your decision. And have you ever had Reiki, Thomas?
Yes.
You might want to have a little more Reiki because it will help you through the heaviness and the spiraling that you're feeling. Mm. So, and it's always good to lift the heart. Always. It helps you in this lifetime, it helps you between lives, and it helps you in the next lifetime. So I'm going to send you light, love, and blessings, and thank you for calling, Thomas.
Thank you.
See you later, Thomas.
Bye, JP.
Bye. Oh, there he goes. And we have also a new caller. Caller 806. Hello, could you tell us your name and your birth date?
Yes, I'm Mike. I'm born March 21st, 1962.
March? What's your question, Mike? Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
My problem is I feel like I have a lot of negativity. I need to cleanse my aura or something.
Well, where do you live?
I live in Lubbock, Texas.
You live in Texas. Okay, and so do the other guy. There's a lot of people there that can help you. There's a lot of Texas is it's a tough area, I know, because it can be very dry. But you... you like constant change, I know that, and the way that you need to work is to define your true inner belief system. You're in Aries, you're just at the very beginning of Aries, so things should be getting better for you, and you feel held back, is that true?
Yes, I don't understand what sign I am, because I'm born on the cusp.
What time were you born?
I don't know.
Okay. So you said you're born March 20th.
21st.
Okay, here's the rule about being born on the cusp. If you're born on the 21st of March, which is the cusp of Pisces Aries, if you're born between midnight and 6 a.m., you're more Pisces. If you're born from 6 a.m. to midnight, you're more Aries. But I'm feeling a sense of Aries. That doesn't mean you don't have some Pisces in your chart. Nonetheless, for you to start feeling a little stronger and better, you need to be with people. Are you out with people much?
No, that's the problem, is people are freaking out on me a lot. So I'm wanting to
the people that you know, who is freaking out on you? Your friends and your family?
When I walk into any place, I feel people are just they're looking for a fire exit or something. I mean, that's the way I feel.
You feel that. So you need to clear that energy.
I don't want change. I want stability. I want a wife.
Listen, darling, I want to tell you something. You've got to work on your inner being, because you're projecting something, but you're projecting how you feel about yourself. So who's freaking out here, the people out there or your inner being? And I think that you need to get into some meditation work. I suggest you do that, and I suggest you also start a meditation practice. Believe me, it will change you. It will give to you. It will calm you down. It will bring you that which you seek. And then find some kind of service that you can do for mankind. Whether you ring a bell at Christmas for the Salvation Army, or you help people collect clothing on a clothing drive, whatever it is, find something to do that helps mankind, and you will grow.
I try to help people, and it just turns to doo-doo every time. Tell me about
your You're fighting yourself. I told you what you needed to do, and you came back with, but I can't do that. Yes, you can. You have to learn your own time in your own way. Find a group. There's plenty of them. Find something that you can do to help others, and find a group. And then begin a meditative practice. There is no other answer. There just is no other answer. That's it. And that's working on you. You have to come first. You say you want a wife. You say you want a family. All of that cannot come to you until you have come to yourself.
What does Pisces mean? What does that mean, Pisces or Aries? Are they totally distinct?
Have to get an astrology book, and you can also go online and you can type in Pisces, and they'll describe what Pisces is. You can type in Aries, and they'll describe what Aries is. One is a fire sign, one is a water sign. Pisces are emotional. Aries are the bull in the china shop. So you're a combination of both. Get to know yourself. Find a group. The best group that you could find to start doing that, to me, is Self-Realization Fellowship. And they may have one in your area. You'll have to look online. They have them all over the country.
I'm in conflict. Does studying astrology, does that mean that I can't be a Christian?
No, it does not. When they wrote in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, that not to follow astrologers and soothsayers, it means that you weren't supposed to do what somebody else was telling you to do. You weren't supposed to go out on Tuesday and stay in on Wednesday type of thing. You were supposed to go inside yourself and make your own decisions. It's like worshiping the Beatles or Elvis Presley that they were telling you not to do. Keep your own counsel. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mike.
I got some information out. And some of those questions a lot of people think, don't they, Jay?
Yeah.
And it's a matter of knowing yourself. And then you find any kind of an excuse when I'm trying to work with somebody that's just coming into knowing themselves and clearing negativity, they have all these jittery questions that they ask, and every one of them tells me that they're not really listening to what needs to be heard. And I wrote a book my brand new book, as you know, just came out, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. And that book helps you work out and understand some of these questions and what you can do. There's exercises in here and everything, and what you can do to help yourself.
So the answers, basically the answers to the last caller's question, are available from your, and what's your website that, so that people can go directly to that now?
It's new-visions.com. It's a hyphen in the middle. New-visions.com.
Yes. Indeed. A hyphen, not an underscore. Let's make
That's
sure.
That's true.
So abundance. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about about the whole Pisces Libra thing, and about the relationship between the ascendant and the
sun sign
and the sun sign. Yeah, that's right.
The sun sign is your physical features, and it's the energy that you were born in when you took your first breath. The ascendant is how you act in the world, your poisonality, as I call it. So you have a sun sign, a moon sign, and an ascendant. Those are your three main characters in astrology. There's a lot of other things that affect that, but you have the sun, the moon, and the rising sign. And they help give you your strength and your weaknesses. It sets up your character. By the way, I want to speak a little bit about that, Jay, if I may.
You may.
When we're born, we're born with a chart. We're born with a life purpose. Our first caller, Thomas, asked about life purpose. We're born with a chart. The chart shows us our challenges in life. And we also are able to bring in from our past lives any and all knowledge that the soul has already experienced. The trick is to know how to tap into that knowledge. And that's done with meditation, with taking time for yourself, being with you. When you're being with you, you can create. So here's a manifestation trick that I know for you guys and girls that want to find your true love, your soulmate. And it's almost New Year's Eve, is it not? You sit on the end of the bed and you take a tablet and a piece of paper tablet and you write in the 10 most important things that you want in a relationship, but you cannot make it negative. You cannot say, I don't want anybody drinking. But you can say, I would like a partner that is alcohol-free. I would like a partner that is educated, a partner that is established, takes care of themselves, is doing things in the world, and that matches my vibration with harmony. So you write about 10 things and you read it every single night before you go to bed. And you take that inside when you go to sleep. Because as you're reading that, the last thing that you take in to yourself is what you're going to sleep with. And that's why they say don't watch the news just before you turn out the light. Find something, even if it's an affirmation, a verse from the Bible, or a verse from any book that you want to use that will help lift you, and let that go inside and let that work on you. And if you do this, I'm going to tell you within 3 months you'll meet somebody, because you're going to build up your attraction, your desire for a mate, somebody to keep you in harmony and you help them in harmony. And usually your mate has what you don't have and you have what they don't have. So separate, you're okay, but when you're together, there's a power pack there, because you're enhancing each other. One is good at one thing, one is good at the other thing, and that brings in balance and harmony. So get ready for the thrilling year that we're going to have, and a lot of people are going to have whirlwind romances, I think. Another thing that you can do that's fun is take a white candle, has to be a white candle, and light it, and then turn all the lights out at New Year's Eve, midnight, look at yourself in the mirror, and keep staring into the mirror, and after maybe 10 minutes or so, you gotta do it for a while, you'll start to see faces, clouds of faces, and they'll come towards you. And that's supposed to be your soulmate. Isn't that something?
Wow, wow, wow. Is it because it's a portal?
It's a portal, the mirror is a portal.
But the midnight time is a portal.
That's something. Well, yeah, the midnight time is perfect. It's wonderful to do on Halloween as well because the veil is so low. But you know, I've done it a couple of times and I've seen these faces, and they aren't necessarily a soulmate, but they are people that come to my rescue and help me throughout the year, and they're already in my energetic field at New Year's.
That's very interesting. I've always had this funny little thing about, you know, who the people who you connect with immediately the moment of New Year, you know, what's the kind of greeting that you get? Do you get a kiss? Do you get a hug? Is there a warmth? Is it a handshake? You know, what kind of energies do you get at that
moment?
That's
interesting. Yeah, that's good.
Typical Pisces.
You know, yeah, that's Pisces.
How do I feel at the beginning of the year? How do you feel at the beginning of the year?
Well, you know what they say in astrology, it all depends on the moon. What is the moon in when we go into 2015? It's in Aquarius. Last year it was in Cancer. It was in Capricorn. No, I'm sorry, it was in Cancer. So we opened the year last year with Cancer Mother and floods and water. We had a lot of snow, we had rain, do you remember?
We had a lot of flooding this year.
We had planes fall into the ocean and disappear.
Yep.
We had all kinds of things having to do with water. And that's what they say. Whatever the moon is, rules the year. Now we have Aquarius. Aquarius is new technology, new medication, working things for the future. That's exciting, isn't it?
Well, I have a dear friend. Her name is Shari Edwards. And she has been working with healing with frequency for many, many years.
I think
2015 is her year.
I do too. I love it. Has she done a book?
She's got a foundation.
That's wonderful.
I'm sure she's got a book. It was a scientific, it was a dissertation that she started.
I would love to talk with her because I wrote my workbook, and it's all about frequency changes,
all right.
the divine seals and how to
here's the thing.
Bring us into here's help.
Here's the thing with Shari, is that she hears a frequency. When she's speaking with somebody,
yes.
She hears a frequency. In her ears. She's got a very taut stapes muscle, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I hear
ringing in my ears too around people.
Uh-huh.
And I hear a frequency or ringing in the ears when there's going to be a change and when there's something I'm supposed to pay attention to. I'm hearing it right now, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
My one is a few octaves above that.
Mine changes.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
It changes levels.
So what she can do is sing it back to people, and when they do that, their vocal print changes,
mm-hmm.
and whatever condition they're in is reversed because she's giving the frequency that the person needs, and that's what it
right.
is. In personal interactions, exchange frequency in and
now
sometimes. Also, if you're with somebody that you know, you're then sending frequencies encoded with information.
Yes, that's correct. There's a man in the United States, his name is Stephen Lewis, and he founded the AIM program, EMC Square, the AIM program, and I think it's energeticmatrix.com. He works with frequency, and he works with sound, and he works with photographs. And they have helped thousands and thousands of people heal. And it's called the AIM program, AIM, energetic balancing. And it's all done with frequency. It's just fascination. And if you Google him, I'm sure that you can find out all the information that you want. And I do have a website that would help if I may give that out.
Of course, definitely.
It's AIM, AIM, the number 2, live well. All one word, aim2livewell.info. Imagine a world in which you are empowered to heal imbalances on every level and be free from all limitations that you've acquired so you can achieve a true well-being and reach your potential, however you choose to define it. And I'm sure Sherry works with that too. I bet she helps a lot of people reach their potential.
Absolutely, because what we find is that, and here's the interesting thing, somebody in her office, quite early on, maybe a few years into the research, she's been doing it for 30 years, she's really into it, and I met her personally in 1995, so, you know, I can really vouch for where she's at, that someone very, very early on noticed that a large proportion of the frequencies that people were using or needing had a correlation with their birth date.
Oh, absolutely.
Either it was in conjunction or it was in opposition in 80% of cases. 80%.
Absolutely.
Connection,
you know what I do?
Astrology.
Let me tell you what I do. I do people's karma. I can tune into some of their past lives and tell them what their tendencies are. Now, you and I both know that we can change our tendencies through decision. If you know your past life and what some of your tendencies are, and you're on the spiritual path, you want to raise that. You want to raise that level, because every single time you raise your vibration, Jay, you also raise the vibration of all your ancestors that are quartered to you, which I find absolutely fascinating. And what I do is I work with newborn babies. I'll do their birth chart and their karma, and teenagers and adolescents. And it shows you what your talents have been in past lives. Now, maybe in this lifetime, you're supposed to change your talent, and that's absolutely fine. But if you already know that you're a good writer, or that you were a good actress, or that you were a good mathematician, and maybe you were a doctor in a past life, then you should know that that's something that would you could tap into and enhance and bring into this lifetime.
Well, that's an interesting thing. And it's something that has always puzzled me about what is my purpose, you know, because I've done all these different things. And it's only now, in this machine age, where we can actually combine computers and sound and higher wisdom, which are my three interests in my life, which before now, before 2010... were three separate things. Now
Did I do your birth chart?
You were very brief on Jessica's program. Anyway, until let's have a look. Let's come back to myself later. Let's look at we have two callers. We have area 816. Would you like to sneak in before we've got a few minutes before the break? So, area 816. Your name, your birth date, and your question, please.
This is Mark, 2/11/59, and I've had a couple instances where I've had a white light come to me that it's been so overwhelming that I can't handle it.
You mean that you're shocked by it and you feel penetrated by it. You can handle it, or it wouldn't be coming to you.
Yeah, and it's, that's my question. I'm trying to figure out how to absorb into it.
I can tell you exactly what to do. Do you know what that's called?
Mark, I have no idea.
It's called a kiss from God. And it is that somewhere in your being, in your higher self, you are choosing to grow more spiritually and receive some inner power. Light's power, as you know. So they're asking you to open up your power. You do that through meditation. When that happens, get into gratitude. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you for finding me and enhancing my energy. Get into the gratitude and just say, lead me and direct me. And you're going to see something happen inside where you're going to have an intuition, you're going to have a thought, you're going to have some kind of a knowing of what you should do next. Because it's very, very, very important that you honor that this is happening to you. Your body is opening up. A lot of people are having this happen to them, Mark. You're not the only one. But you are an Aquarian, and you're of the future. What is your work, Mark?
Technology.
What kind of technology?
Fiber systems.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Fiber systems have absolutely opened up world connections. Look at fiber optics. Look at where we are now. We're from the telephone to the computer to going out into space. So I'm going to suggest to you that this is probably something about you developing your work for mankind. Look at what Steve Jobs did. Look at what Bell Labs did with fiber optics. So you are being given a chance to open up to that energy, and you can do it if you can find a knowledgeable energetic healer. Now, where did you say you lived?
Kansas City.
There are some people in Kansas City that could help you. And if you get in touch with me later on, maybe I can find somebody that I would recommend to you.
Okay. Now, what did you call it when the light comes at you?
It's a kiss from God.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. On rare occasions, maybe twice a month, maybe less or more, I'll get that when I wake up. I'll wake up and I'm getting this light coming in like a heartbeat. And I call it a kiss from God. And when that happens, I know that something very profound and very wonderful is going to happen to me that day. Maybe one of my wishes is going to come true. Maybe I'm going to be asked to do something on a higher level. But it's always good, Mark. It's always good.
Oh, it's extremely overwhelming. It's almost like you kind of back away from it.
You want to embrace it. I know that you don't want it, but you won't get burned up. Trust it. You won't get burned up. It's
good.
Can I
add something?
Please.
It feels like you're like nervous. You're standing in front of a sunray lamp. You know, it's like, is this going to hurt me, or can this nourish me? Because you know, like you have these sunray lamps that make you feel calm and you know for winter situations. But anyway, what they also call this nowadays is a download. You know,
it is.
You're basically getting a very bright flash of galactic information. It might be worthwhile to make a note of when these happen and look up
track it.
Local sidereal time.
But also remember, Mark, that you need to open to it. So the energy is coming, but you have to be able to open and receive to it, and that's meditation. I had that happen just before I wrote my garden book this year. I wrote this book in 6 weeks. And let me tell you, Jay, that was a download. And I woke up every day happy and laughing and singing and writing more of this book. Right. And this book is all about spiritual law.
You got broadband early, girl.
I did.
Did you notice that it almost takes your breath away, though?
Oh, sure. Sure it doesn't, because it's not that it takes your breath away, it's just that it gets you to breathe differently. More slowly, more open. So you do feel a physical change when this is happening, Mark. But I've had it quite a bit, and I'm used to it. You need to get used to it and not fear it and understand that something's coming that you're being given from the other worlds for you to bring to the world. And you'll learn. And it is a very good idea, what Jay said, for you to start tracking it. You keep the time of day. You want to know what day the moon was in, why you're receiving it on that particular day. I remember before I wrote Garden, I was walking around the house saying, seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul. Seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul. What is that? I got that right away. And I was told, that's your new book. That's the title of your new book. I said, oh, great. Now all I have to do is write it. And that went on for 2 weeks before I sat down and wrote it. So it takes time, Mark.
Okay.
That's good.
Are you posting your website in the chat room then? Or?
Did you do that, Jay?
In which chat room are you?
Well, I only know of one.
What station are you listening to?
B.
Oh, Studio B. Okay, yeah, I'll pop it in the Revolution chat room. So
that's really neat.
That is cool. If you can, I suggest write down as much information as you get. You will not remember it.
I will. I mean, it's happened twice, and it's just It's been devastating.
Now, let me ask you a question, Mark. It's not devastating. It's enlightening. Let's get our words right here. It's enlightening. Has anything special happened afterwards? Because sometimes when that has happened to me, afterwards I'll hear of a sickness in the family. I'll hear that there's somebody having some kind of trouble, and it's usually physical sickness. And then I'll start working with the light, and it won't be as bad as what everybody thought.
No, I haven't noticed anything like that, but I'm not watching for that either, really.
Okay, well, watch for it. What's the message? What am I here to learn? And it could be your technology, it could be a family member having problems, but you're open to whatever it is, because you wouldn't be receiving it if you weren't there to handle it. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I'm trying to figure out how to work into it. That's where
I'm work into it with meditation. I don't know if you have a self-realization fellowship in your area, but you should try to find it if you can. Paramahansa Yogananda Yoganandaji, self-realization fellowship. They have groups all over the country. You're in Kansas. Are you near Wichita?
Not really. That's a little ways away.
Okay. Well, you'll find the right answer. Thank you.
We'll be back in just a few beats of your pulse, of your brain. Indeed. Don't go away.
Oh, and now we return you to your host.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Revolution Radio Studio B, our 100% organic, homegrown, life support by our listeners radio station. And do come along to the support site where you can buy nice things. You can buy a DVD. Buy a DVD of all my journey shows. There are some brilliant ones for the last year. I've had some great guests. Do come along and check them out. I also recommend the seeds. It's a good time to buy seeds right now because it's winter and you can plant them when you get them rather than plant them halfway through the summer. If you're going to have seeds, you plant them. Anyway, long story. My guest tonight is... that's interesting because I can segue. So a new book is called Planting the Seeds... for the spirit in your spiritual garden. Is that right, Elizabeth?
Seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul.
Seeding and nurturing the garden of your soul. Well, that was close, but that's more poetic title than planting seeds in the garden of your consciousness.
Well, I like it. It's the same thing.
It's not as snappy. Yours is more of a kind of... But it's prettier. Anyway, so here we go. So we were talking earlier... about what's going to happen this year for people, but what's going to happen this year for the people, the world, the planet?
You know what's going on? The biggest thing that I think is going to be happening are the weather changes, and you know that is something that none of us can really control. I know we think they can control the weather, and maybe in some areas they can, but I see a drought in... I'm talking about the United States now, the drought in the mid and southwest, and there's going to be some game changes there. People are going to migrate from the southwest up to the Great Lakes area and the Chicago area, and partly maybe over into Toronto as well. And I think there's going to be great flooding again, as we talked about before, flooding in Boston, New York, Atlanta, and the seacoast. And there's going to be people that are going to desert the shores. You know, the million-dollar shore of Miami? They're going to have to relocate because all of the foundations of the hotels are going to become unsteady because of the water.
It's turning back into a beach, isn't it?
Just about. The Great Lakes region is going to become a sparkling center of commerce, and that's going to be... It's going to be like Atlanta started to... become a center of commerce, and it grew, and now we're going to go back to the Great Lakes region. And I see trouble for the Eskimos. I keep getting that the Eskimos can't live too well. because there's going to be great snow in that area. And you know they live like on ice and in igloos, and I just see that there's going to be some kind of a problem. I think that's going to come forth, and that the probably the state of Alaska is going to have to help them a little bit. I also see more cyclones in Texas, trees in trouble because of extreme weather changes. Funny thing about trees, I see them like flying sideways, being like ripped out of the ground and flying sideways. Also, for Scotland and Great Britain, I'll go up there too. I do feel that there's going to be an energy problem in that area, and I mean getting your oil and your gas. And I'm going to tell you that next year in the UK, there's going to be strikes, and there's going to be people demonstrating all through Europe next year. I don't know why, but I do see that there's an energy and electricity problem. And I feel that the railroads are going to be revived, and they're going to strengthen, and that's all over the world. The railroads are just wonderful. These planes, people are going to stop flying, Jay. These planes keep falling down, going and disappearing. So I think that we're going to use more ground transportation that's more logical and safe. There's barren land in Afghanistan, and there's people are going to leave that area where there was such activity and fighting, and they're going to desert and go and start up probably in a new area, new location. The Pacific Rim is the focus of the fall months, and that's going to be around Portland, Oregon, and Upper California, because there's problems with the plates under the water, so to be concerned there. And I also feel that there's going to be massive fires. People are going to be very upset about, and this is going to be in cities. There are some cities that have a lot of wood structures. I know Baltimore, Maryland does. Does Scotland have wood structures? Aren't you more stone?
We're stone and tin roofs.
Well, that'll stay pretty safe.
Pretty hardy. The cottage that I live in has got 18-inch thick stone walls and a corrugated iron roof, but rather rusted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see great fires, and I see them through buildings. Like you know, the center of Philadelphia just had one last week where it started in one of the houses, and then it went into five of them. That type of thing. It's not like the California fires. That's different. A lot of those California fires are set, but this is more natural. And I had thought that we were going to have a lot of snow this year. We've had some, but we haven't had that much. It's been more like rain. But I think that there will be a lot of cold weather. I'm going to say Michigan, Chicago, up into Canada and the North Pole area. There'll be a lot.
Somebody's asked me about politics. You know,
they want to know about
politics. They want to know if there will be a presidential or what the presidential winner will be. And I'd like to say, who cares? Really?
Well, that's a good answer.
That's my feeling. It's like it's fixed. It's it's a joke until the cabal are out. I want to know, is the cabal going to get demolished this year? Is this plutonic force, this Nazi force, is that going to be squeezed to the surface and brought out to heel?
Over a period of time it is, but it's not going to happen this year. Over a period of time it is, but I don't see it finishing up until about 2025. We have to go through some things first, unfortunately. And I see ISIS as very, very well prepared. They have so much money that they're going to be doing more and more upsetting work as well. As for the election, everybody thinks Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to disagree with that, but I will tell you that I see a man coming forth. I don't know his name. I don't know which denomination he is. I know that he's kind of tallish, that he's got dark hair. He's in his late 40s, early 50s, and he's unknown at this point. I think that he's out of the Midwest. I think he's either a governor or a senator.
and he's a Mormon.
The Mormon, that's the one in Nevada, right?
Is this guy a Mormon?
I wasn't getting that, but it's very possible. I wasn't getting that. Didn't know whether he was. They're not telling me whether he's Republican or Democrat, so they're certainly not going to tell me if he's a Mormon. But it could be. But anyway, he's going to be a surprise. He's going to come forward in about mid-2015, and very, very likable. And I think he's going to run for president. I'm not sure that Hillary's going to run for president. Not sure that she is, because I do think that she wants to be on the Supreme Court, that maybe she would prefer that. So we'll have to see.
What other indicators are there for this man?
I don't know. I see him. I see him. And you know, Obama came to me before he went in. I don't know if you know that, but I described him to a T.
All right. This guy.
This man is white. This man is not black. He's white. And go ahead, ask me a question, Jay.
Okay. Has he got a chubby smile?
He's got a face like John Kerry. He's got a long, lean face.
Long and lean. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not Bashago then. Yeah, exactly, Sin.
That's not who?
Because there's this guy who says that he, from an early age, he was involved in a time travel project.
Oh.
And that he was president in 2016. His name is Andrew Bashago.
Send me his picture.
Where
does he live?
On the west, somewhere.
Yeah, it's out west. This man's coming from out west.
Yeah, he's coming from out west. So, out west. Yeah, Cindy, in the chat.
Because the first thing I got was that he was like John Kerry, but he wasn't John Kerry because he's younger. And then the second thing I got was that he could be from Nevada. Nevada or Utah or Idaho. So that's the west.
Exactly. So I'm just checking in the chat room. I'm asking when.
Oh, good, because I've been seeing this now for almost a year. The first time this happened was just after New Year's last year, 2014. And I've been seeing it all year. This man is coming. I don't know who he is, but he's coming.
All right.
Hopefully it's going to be for the good. We have an awful lot to straighten out.
Now, there's another question. Is there another war coming, JP?
Is there another war coming? Yes, but it will not happen in 2015. 2015 is seriously the year of recovery, and I want you people that are in the chat rooms to believe this. The war comes in 2017, okay? And let's hope that it's not as bad as everybody's envisioning, because if you could envision it not coming, it would help. It would raise the vibration. I don't know if people know this. I'd love to know if somebody else knows this besides me, but Russia is supposed to start World War III. Did you know that, Jay?
Well, it looks like they're trying to stop World War III at the moment.
Yeah, I know they do. I do see them taking more of the Ukraine in 2015 as well. 2015 is a game changer. A lot of things are going to change. For example, in the United States, you know, we've had these murders of these black children, and we have to change our laws. So this demonstration and what's going on is a setup for us to go deep inside and change the laws and make them more balanced. Don't you agree, Jay?
Oh, yeah, the laws need to be, we need to change the lawmakers first.
We're going to have brilliant... Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We're going to have brilliant breakthroughs with technology. Brilliant. I wish I knew what some of them were, but it's going to be very, very, very exciting.
Well, we're working on that. On this station, I mean, part of my personal interest is what's called the new electrics, which is generation of energy for making light, for making fuel.
It's all new.
Things like that. And I'm very much into that and follow that strongly. And I have guests on about it as well.
You know what? I just bought a new stove, and I cannot believe the efficiency of this stove. Different, so different from the one you had, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And we're going to do more with cars, too. And do you know that you can be in your car and unlock the door to your house as you're coming around the corner?
Oh, yeah. You can do all those things.
Well, I mean,
things.
I just think this is amazing. I know.
Okay, we are now in the science fiction times. Yeah, Andy is from Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
And he's a lawyer of apparently high repute, it says here. Yeah, anyway. And I could give you an image, but he's not long and lean like John Kerry.
No?
He's quite round-faced, moon-faced. I'd say the moon-faced. Let me just give you the link to his pictures there, and you can see. Just click on his picture.
You know what?
Yeah. Anyway, go on. Speak.
Why didn't you give me his name, Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W?
Basiago.
Spell it.
B-A-S-I-A-G-O.
Let's see what I get.
Basiago. Basiago.
Basiago with a B. Crusade is a lawyer and a statesman. Is he in office now? I'm reading here. Interesting. Well, the face, it's the right hair. It's the right, the face is just a little wider than what I saw in my third eye, but I could have seen him when he was younger. And he thinks that he's with the white horse, huh? He thinks he's going to run.
Yeah, you can see all these images there.
But if he's not in political office, I would say no, because who I saw was in political office is either a governor or a senator.
All right. Okay.
Just
hold the fort. Actually, there's Wally, if we'll just bring him in there, because I need to open my window, because my house is filling full of smoke.
Goodness.
We need to get Wally on the call. Please pick up. I'm dying here. Come on, Wally.
Hello, Wally.
He's not quite answering the call yet. Ah, there you are, Wally. Hi.
Hey, JP. Excellent show. Elizabeth, you're just wonderful information.
Well, thank you. When's your birthday, Wally?
3/8 of 57.
And do you have a question?
No, I've really felt there's a really strange lately.
Yes.
Just something strange going on.
Yep.
I do feel a lot of different things, and, you know, I don't have answers to them. I just kind of open to, you know, what does come. I live in Michigan, and I thought we were going to be a glacier state last year, but this year we've gotten basically no snow yet.
I know, I'm surprised, but you never know. But I do know that there's going to be trouble up on the other side of the jet stream. We've been blessed. I'm in Pennsylvania, down by Philadelphia, and we've had the warmer side of the jet stream. But you never know what that jet stream's going to do.
You know, so. We are now just getting into some cold weather where I think we're about 16 or going to be down to 16. But we've really had wonderful weather here. It's been chilly, but nothing even close to zero. I mean, I think the coldest we have gotten, and I'm in northern western side of Michigan, and 8 degrees has been our lowest temperature so far.
That's pretty good in Michigan.
Yeah.
We were talking about running for president, and I did want to say that a lot of people are saying on the internet that two women are going to be running for president. And I want to say that that could be true, but that doesn't mean that they'll be the final two chosen. In other words, we have five or six before we have, you know, before we choose who's going to run. But I do think
who's
there is
that
another
one with
woman.
The crazy eyes. I bet she's going to try and run.
No, it's going to be Michelle Obama, darling.
That's not a woman.
Oh! We just got cut off the air. We ran out of electricity. I think Michelle's going to give Hillary a little bit of a storm here. You just watch and see. See if I'm right. I mean, it can last 2 weeks, you know. But I do think that there's going to be something. I don't think that they want to leave the White House, those two.
Oh, no, she's having far too much of a time. Yeah, indeed.
Let's do a little fashion. Fashion says that mustaches are back, and fashion says that we're going to have more bow ties.
Oh, so I think bow ties are cool.
What goes around comes around.
Yes, bow ties are
mustaches,
cool.
Mustaches, I'm going to be Cary Grant? No, he didn't have a mustache. Who was it? The one in Scarlett O'Hara, Rhett Butler. So there you go. But the cars are going to be programmed to drive themselves. We're not going to have drivers anymore. We've already lost our car keys. Now we're going to have to push buttons, and we better know which button we're pushing. And my question to you is this. If that comet comes that everybody says is going to come, and it knocks out the satellite, nobody's going to be able to drive their cars. Because all the cars are going to be run by this satellite, and they don't have a backup satellite. They only have one. Isn't that a little dangerous, Jay?
Isn't that a little not very clever?
Well, I think that we've been doing so much with technology before we have thoroughly perfected it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I still have five file cabinets in the house, and all my paperwork is there, and anytime I need something, I just go pull the file. And they're saying, don't stop doing that yet. We're not quite to the point where everything can be digital. I have digital files, too, but I have backups.
I need a printer. I need ink for my printer.
I see trouble at the borders. I see fences installed at the south borders. Another thing that I was told, this is wild. Are you ready for this?
Okay, here we go.
In 3 years, 3 to 4 years, we're not going to have a United States of America. We're not going to have a Mexico. We're going to have the North American hemisphere, and we're going to have different money. So that's an interesting concept, isn't it?
When you say different money, do you mean we're actually going to have forms of exchange that aren't dollars?
Oh, well, that's the Bitmark. I saw the Bitmark having some trouble, but I think that the American dollar and the peso are going to change and blend into one. And
peso.
What?
The peso.
Peso. Peso. Peso. Down in Mexico. I think.
Or the dose.
I think. Yeah, we're going to have some kind of a change like that. I don't think it'll come until after the dollar is debunked from being the great for money, because that is supposed to change and go over to India. But I do see the entire northern and southern Americas coming together. Not necessarily Canada. Canada is kind of being held back from this. It's like England held back from coming into the euro, which was the smartest thing it ever did. That's going to be uncovered too. Are you aware of all the stealing that's going on with the euro dollars? In the governments?
Of all the stealing, did you say?
Yep.
Tell us more.
Well, there's going to be complaints, and there's going to be looking into the taxes that people pay. And I think this is going to start in Spain and in Italy. And that the money is not going to help the different functions that we need to run a community, and that the leaders are pocketing the money. And I thought that they were pocketing like $100 million a month. That's a lot of money. And that's going to come to the surface and be exposed.
So this is like a huge hemorrhage. And yes. How did it happen? What's the channel?
It's all corruption.
And
if I told you ISIS, that would make me get in trouble, but it's something like that. It's something like some kind of a corrupted organization. I would like to know where all this money is going. Everybody's losing money. Russia lost all their money. Everybody's losing it all of a sudden. Where is it going? It's got to be being stolen. So that's going to be in the news. And you know Joan Collins, the actress?
Yeah.
I think she's going to pass away. I think there's something very wrong with her physically. So I felt sad about that because I loved Dynasty.
She was a good bee, wasn't she?
She was good, yeah.
She was a good bee. You know, I try to be it on Revolution Radio. I try to watch my language, so I just use letters and F bombs and things like that. But Elizabeth,
don't
one
of the
no,
exactly. Things that I'm pleased with is that farming and gardening is going to be in vogue. I have to have my little English garden in the backyard with my tomatoes, And I think that's great that people are going to start to learn about your seeds, growing seeds, and having their own gardens again.
And so I will once again promote Revolution Radio's seed pack, which not only gives you a whole bunch of vegetables and things and chisel, that you can also donate to the station and make it help it pay for the servers and the transmission system.
And I want to ask you a question. Are these seeds repetitive seeds?
These are entirely heirloom seeds. Yeah, they're not GMO. Nothing.
You know about Monsanto and the seeds, what they're doing?
We know all about Monsanto here on Revolution Radio, Animal Water Radio.
They're horrible.
We know that they are evil.
They're on my list.
Yeah.
They're on mine. I don't want to have anything to do with them most.
It's Monsanto, not Monsanto. It's Monsanto.
No, whatever it is, it's a saint. It's not a saint. It's not a saint. No. I can't say Monsanto. Oh, Satan, I see what you're saying.
Satan, yes, Satan. Yes.
Got it.
So without giving them too much of an advert, they're the ones. Try and avoid any food that comes in a box, and you'll be fine. If it squeezes its way out of the ground, it's probably safer to eat.
If it doesn't grow, don't eat it. That's my favorite sentence.
Yeah. If it doesn't scream.
You know what I found out that I never knew? I never knew that Pringles aren't potatoes. There's no potatoes in Pringles.
Well, what are they made of?
It's chemicals.
It's all chemicals, exactly.
All chemicals. Oh, my God. I found that out and stopped eating them. And they're addictive, too. But there's no potatoes. I just couldn't believe that.
MSG. MSG is an addictive substance. And that's why, if you remember when Lay's potato chips advertised, you can't eat just one. It's because
like
of the
either.
MSG.
Oh, the other thing that I want to mention is that we're going to have a lot more space weather. Are you guys into space weather?
Oh,
more
totally.
Problems
very,
with meteorites,
very
satellites, problems with, all of this that's happening is going to urge us to develop more upgraded technology and to work more with space. You know that these sunspots that fly towards us affect us. They affect everybody. And I think that's probably why we have all these different cancers coming in. Russia and China are going to form a pact, and they're going to challenge the U.S., and that's going to happen just around election time. And I see a female leader in Mexico in 2015. That's amazing, don't you think?
Indeed. Sinsu is asking if you've seen any arranged terror attacks. You know, the way that we've seen that these things happen on certain days and they will have these sequences of events. Are we going to see these, and are we going to be able to predict them like they're likely?
Well, the terrorist attacks that I was seeing were two. One is the airplanes that are happening over in the Indonesia-Malaysia area. Those planes were regulated by drones. They were like annihilated. You're not going to find them in the ocean because they're gone. They're disintegrated. I don't know how they're doing it. But I saw that more airplane attacks, also ships. You know, we've had trouble with these party ships and the cruises. I think there's going to be terrorist attacks from lone gunmen, but I was thinking of an organization. I know Berlin is going to have some trouble. Rome is going to have some trouble. And one of the most frightening is going to be in the Mediterranean on a cruise ship. That's going to be a terrorist. That's how they're going to do it. I think that the Pope is going to be very, the dear man is going to be very traditional, because they're going to try to have him pass the law about having female priests, and that's not going to go through. He won't allow that. And I know he wants everybody to grow, but they're still not going to allow it, not in his regime. Although he's going to take ill, I wonder if he's supposed to come to Philadelphia in September, and I'm hoping that he'll make the trip, because it's so important over here. So,
okay, here's another.
Obama is going to be shamed. The negative energy is really going to grow, and I think that we're going to have a little lawlessness because of this, whatever's going to happen with Obama. They're not saying anything except it's going to be negative energy, and take precautions and be extra vigilant with strangers and with new people that you meet in your circle of friends. Because everything's being penetrated, especially in the suburbs of the cities, the suburbs of LA, the suburbs of Chicago or Houston or New York. You got every effort to check people out. U.S. troops are going to be sent to Turkey to protect our interests. And this is an effort to start trouble from getting out of control. Russia takes more than Ukraine. I said that before. Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Kuwait are going to form a new Arab League to reconcile from all of the breaks that have happened with Islamic people. So they're going to form a new league. Now we have some wonderful, unexpected, pleasant surprises in 2015. There's going to be a little bit more money. You're going to start getting back that which you have lost. And you have new opportunities, new offers, and exciting possibilities and potential. Please don't forget that. I know that the world is the stage, right? And all these things are happening, but in your own life, create what you need and what you want for you, and it will happen, because this is a very high energy year. That's quite a bit, Jay.
That is. So, well, when you're talking about, you know, things that go right and things that go wrong, there's energies that are building up that are coming from the galaxy.
That's true.
This is, from what I understand, these energies are coming in through Sagittarius or Ophiuchus.
Okay.
All of that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
I'll talk about it, but it's New Age mumbo jumbo when I hear that, and I am very, very finely attuned to what I'm saying. We do have a new energy. It started on 2012, on the solstice, the winter solstice of 2012. The portals opened up. It is not Sagittarius or whatever else you said. It is from the center of our galaxy. It's called the double helix. It's a fifth dimension energy. This is all explained in my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. And it's explained in the workbook as well. We are going to have new natural healing techniques that are going to be stronger than Reiki, stronger than IET, stronger than the meditations that you're working out. One of the great leaders in healing, the double helix, is the myofactoral. Do you know the myofactoral healing techniques?
Can you say that slowly?
Oh.
Oh, by the way, I can
say the word.
There's a background noise. I think it's Wally. Wally, can we let you go?
I was gonna ask if Elizabeth sees anything for me coming up in the 2:15. I was born at 6:57 a.m.
I'm not doing readings tonight, Wally.
Oh, okay. All right, yep, you can let me go, Jay.
All right, take care.
Elizabeth, very nice. Take care. God bless all of you. Eyes open.
Okay. So what were you saying? I wanted to get on the myofactoral healing.
Yes. What? Can you say
that
really slowly?
It's coming out of Switzerland. It's FRACTAL, I think, but it's all vibrational healing. Myo, M-Y-O, oh dear. FRACTAL. I think it's myofactional healing.
Myofascial. Right.
MYOFASCIAL.
All right, myofascial. Right, okay.
Yeah.
And that, the myelin
myofascial
is the white
release.
Stuff in your body, and the fascia is the white membranes in your body. Yeah.
Well, this is incredible. What they're starting to make a breakthrough of what this is. And there's only three people on the planet that work with the double helix at this point. And that's because the people's vibrations have not risen enough to be able to receive the energy to work with it. Everybody says, I'm going to do it. It's going to be me. But you've got to have your meditation practice. You've got to build your body into the antenna that it needs to be to receive these high energies. A lady by the name of Pujita, who lives in Japan, is the best healer in the world on the planet. She works alongside the hugging saint, Amaritananda Mayi, out of India. And she travels with her during the U.S. tours, and you can have a healing from her if you go on the tour. She also, for 25 years, has been a complete renunciate. Her and her husband own a temple in Japan, and they work with their Japanese gods, and she's incredible, just incredible. You would love her. It's called Radiation Healing. Radiation. R.
Radiatory?
H-I-T-A, no. I'm spelling her name.
Okay. So, the myofascial, where can people find out about that?
I guess you would have to go on their website or find out who's doing the work in your country, because it's just beginning to spread. Again, it's centered out of Switzerland. I think it's born in Switzerland. Okay. And it's good stuff. And I, if you want to know more about this, it's spelled out completely in my workbook, Ascension, Access in the Fifth Dimension workbook. I take it level by level by level. We have 14 chakras now. We used to have 7. We have 14. And I have written a book, this workbook. It almost killed me to write it. And it was because it was very hard. It was very, very high. And when I went into the energy, everything around me shattered like glass. People left my life. All kinds of wild things happened. I was accused of this, accused of that. Everybody got mad. And everything changed. And I let it all drop. And I just kept going higher and higher into this energy. I wrote this book. And it'll blow you away. It shows you all the new chakras. It shows you the new colors of the chakras. I did a chart, and the chart has the new chakras. It has what they bring to you when they open, how they open. And everybody talks about the pineal gland this and the pineal gland that. Well, what's happening is behind your head, there's an occipital bone, and then there's a little indentation. That's the 9th chakra. And when the 9th chakra opens, and it hasn't for most people on the planet, the light goes through the brain, through the pineal and pituitary, and comes out through the 3rd eye, the 6th chakra. And if you take your hand now and you do a clockwise circle in front of your 3rd eye, you can feel a little bit of that energy. That's going to be the point of power. We're going to start healing with our 3rd eye. And then the chakras go up to the top 12th chakra, but we're not anywhere near there. And don't let anybody tell you that they are. You hear people, Jay, say, I'm working out of the 8th dimension. I'm working out of the 12th dimension. Well, they're not, because they would be dead. We have not ever, any human being, been able to go beyond the 5th dimension. So anything that's said beyond that is out of the ego. The double helix energy is brand new to this planet. It has to be brought in slowly so that we can absorb it without going crazy. That's why we're having people go bonkers. That's why we've got so much road rage. That's why we've got so much anger going on, because these people are being cleared. It's like a tornado. Have you noticed that, Jay?
Yeah. Well, people are either getting cleared or leaving the body.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. They're either going to get clear or they're going to drop the body. It's Radiance Healing with Pujita. Radiance Healing.
Radiance Energy. So,
all right, yeah. And it's
This is all, it's all connected with the different forms of electricity as well.
Yes, it is.
Radiant electricity is to do with the spark, which is plasma, and the zero point. And connected with the heart.
When
energy.
Mike talked about the bright light, Mike or Mark, one of those two calls, talked about the white light coming, it's a new Radiance Healing. And what's happened is he's opened up a part of his body. We have a new aura, a new layer to our aura. The layer is number 4. It's all explained in the workbook, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. And the color is a bronze or a amber color. And that energy is being put into the 4th level of everybody's aura on the planet. And then the body opens up and brings that energy in as needed. These new babies that are being born that are called crystal babies and indigo child have ready access to that energy. And it's so beyond our thinking system. And it's so different that we revere it. We praise it. Because what they can do is beyond our experiences and knowledges thus far in humankind. But this is the new growth of the human body.
That's right. You see, there's this thing that they call transhumanism. This is trying to create humanity 2.0, which is like a machine Borg type entity. But I say that there's a humanity 2, the organic version, that this is what we're going to be anyway.
It's the double helix, Jack.
So explain about this double helix. What is the double helix? What are you describing here?
I'm describing the 12 strands of DNA. We only use two of them. The first six strands are the helix. When you look at the helix and you go into the DNA and you see that there's two strands, these babies now are being born with five strands of DNA, and the doctors are calling the other strands bogus. Well, they're not bogus. They're electrical circuits that we don't understand yet. And as we develop with mankind, we're going to get to the point where we'll have all 12 strands of the DNA activated. That's when we're going to be able to levitate. People are already starting to feel levitation now. And I know I have, and I know some of my people that are in this work feel that they're levitating. But we're going to be doing a million things, and there's not going to be any harm. You can't let come into your body any aggression or wanting to do harm or anything that's seriously critical towards another human being and do this work. You can't. You have to be clear. Every single time you have to be clear. It's almost like a new religion, if you want to say it that way, and the closest it would be to the Buddhist religion. Because there's just being the channel and walking the path and not allowing yourself to get into emotional things that pull you off your center unless you choose to. If you choose to because you see that if you do, there'll be a lot of healing done, then God bless you. Then you'll be guided and you'll do the work and then you'll leave and come back on center again. It's absolutely beautiful, Jay. Beautiful. There are so many people that do not understand how they affect other people as they go through their life. That's what your life review is about when you go back to your pod, to your energy pod, after you die. You have to review your life. You have to review what you did and what you sent out to other people. And then you set up your next lifetime with that karma to balance out. And that's your astrological chart. And that's the cycle of life.
And, so we were going to get to a little bit about how Pisces with Libra rising and Aries moon.
Pisces with Libra rising and an Aries moon.
Yeah.
Well, the Aries moon is being challenged with Uranus energy. I'm going to tell you, with a rising in Libra, the rule is marriage before the age of 25, and you have to be in partnership. Were you Pisces rising or Libra rising?
Libra rising, yeah.
Yeah, were you married before 25 or in a partnership?
No, I had to wait till I was 35, and then I got divorced 3 years later.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, but you must have been in love with somebody at age 25. Maybe you were living with them. But marry young, and then you have to really check out to see if that's what you want. Now, in this day and age, right now, this year, with that combination, you're going to be pulled between two different choices. Both of them look very good. There's going to be an older one and a newer one. That newer one is going to start to develop between now and August. And this is business, Jay, that we're talking about, okay? So I feel that you have to make a choice. And you have to be very careful in the choice that you make because you want it to be successful. But you're going to have a lot of people come into your life and then go right out again. And you're going to have a lot of people that are going to make you promises, and you're going to have to check out every detail. Will you remember what I'm saying? You have to check out every detail because some of it will be true and some of it won't. But in the end, you should establish something of your own, something that's kind of in between these two choices that you have to make, that's yours and your own, and you'll find balance and peace.
Yeah, that's the way, isn't it? That's what Libras do. They're faced with choices that appear that you have to make the choice. But and the trick the other is thing, not to choose, but to embrace
flow.
Both.
Flow. That's right. To flow with the energy, and then allow it to grow on its own. Make a decision, but you might have to make a decision that this isn't for me, or you might have to say, I would rather do this than that. That type of thing. Mars in Cancer, Aries Moon at 25 degrees. Conjuncting Venus, this could be a new love that takes you by storm. It's going to happen in the summer months, and you'll be very surprised.
Don't tell me, girlfriend.
Well, then you might decide to marry. There could be a child. But it's up to you. Your good stuff comes in at the end of the summer. You have Jupiter going across your north node, which is going to give you everything that you work for, and it's going across Pluto as well. Jupiter is going to be in Virgo in August, and when it does all that, it's going to really have everybody want to listen to you. They're going to want to listen to you. It's love received. And you need to get to a place where you can accept that. Right?
Well, that's very interesting. That's very, very interesting. Because you're also talking about Pluto here, aren't you?
Yes.
Because this Pluto's been featuring in this square, and Uranus is going
zip, zap, zip, zap. But Pluto in the square is in Capricorn. I'm talking about your natal Pluto in Virgo.
Yes.
Jupiter going across it in your 11th house. That's very good. That's very good for public. As I told you before, I think last time I looked at this, I said you could have your own television show.
I've got the right face for radio, though.
I say that too. You have wonderful things happening in March. Let's see, where does this hit you? It hits you in your third house. That's the oldest son. Do you have children?
I have one son.
You've got some stuff to work out with him as well as your brother, and partnerships. Somebody could get ill. There could be I had said that to you before, because it's going to be in your sixth or seventh house, or it could be a pet that gets ill. You're going to have to work through those energies.
All right. I don't have any pets, so that's
okay. I see good stuff.
Yeah. All right. that sounds interesting and good. So, and what about for you?
Well, I want to change. I certainly do. I'd like to relocate, and I'd like to have my own center, and I'd like to start doing more with this double helix work. I have another book to write. I started writing a novel, so I'm in the middle of doing that, and just keep on going on and going on. I love working with the people, and I'd like to have a center where people can come and clear. Where they can come and say, like one of our callers did, I don't know what's happening to me. I don't know who I am anymore. What's my mission? People that feel confused, and they're being rerouted in the universe. They're being rerouted to take a look at, okay, you're done with this phase of your life. It's time to open up another one. And help them grab a hold of whatever that is and manifest it and make it work for them. That's what I'd like.
So, the Elizabeth Choice Home for the Confused.
Well, I don't know about that. bring people up to a higher consciousness don't have any more of this other stuff going on.
Exactly. More like Home for...
Home for Hard to Place.
Exactly. Home for that hard-to-find point.
I call it embracing spiritual frontiers.
Well, that's a very good strap line there, because you know you're very forward facing in your energy, you're always looking for the first and the best and the top things.
I've been that way my whole life, and I wanted to study with the top teachers and the best teachers, and I did when I was studying. I studied with Deepak, and I studied with Louise Hay, and I studied with a wonderful woman by the name of Margaret Stettner, and they were all wonderful people. And I've met a lot of the people that are out there now. And it's been interesting to watch them along their path as well. But we're all together. We're all giving our own energy, and the people that are receiving it are going to take it and make into their life what they can, and hopefully we'll all grow into the oneness of the vibration of love.
That sounds like a perfect plan for me.
They take 300 years, Jay, but...
Well, you know.
Really have to do it.
Look, it's interesting you were saying foundations. And to me, the best foundation is granite. You know, it's probably the best.
Oh, my goodness, you're telling me to go to New Hampshire, huh?
Well, you know, when I was... there's a big pile of granite rock in the field above there. I would like that field. I would like to live in that field and own that field and build houses in there and build a house on the stone foundations and things like that.
Well, you don't know this, but my mother was born and brought up in New Hampshire, and it's called the Granite State. And I had a dream the other night. That's where my cousins live. That's where I was going to move to. So that's pretty funny.
Well, there you go. Granite. Go for granite.
You must be psychic.
I might be. It might be all these devices that I build as well. I build little devices that make psychic enhancement and things like that.
I really want to come over and see that work you do. I really do.
Oh, well, it's very good.
Very much. Yeah.
It's a harsh environment.
That's okay.
If you don't like it, it's cold, wet, windy, and that's Tuesday.
I know, that's Scotland, right?
Yeah, Scotland.
I still want to come. But anyway, I would love to answer anybody's questions if they want to call in. Is there any more calls? And otherwise,
no, I think we're
wrapping down.
Yeah. We've got only a couple of minutes to go on the station. I'd like to, first of all, ask you, what's your website? People get a reading? Are there any, you got any, and also how to get your book. So, first of all, very
all
slowly.
All my books are on Amazon.com.
Amazon.com, yes.
And if you just search for Elizabeth Joyce, and you need to look for the revised editions. The Ascension was revised, and my book on Psychic Attack was revised, because they're selling the first editions for an exorbitant amount of money. And some of my books are also on Kindle. And my website is www.new-visions.com. And I have a 24-hour answering service that you can call at any time and leave a message, and someone will get back to you. And that is 201-934-8986. And for those of you that live in the States, if you're flying JetBlue, there's a magazine called Southern Florida, Reviewing Southern Florida, and I write the astrology column in that magazine. I also write the astrology column for Wisdom Magazine, which is all over the East Coast, and all of my information, contact information, is in those magazines.
Absolutely awesome. If you would like to look at some of the weird little devices that you that I've been talking about,
I would.
Shows, go to www.everbeyondradio. Radio. .com and look under the products. There's chat rooms there, all sorts of things connected in. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in over the last year, over the last 2 years. I think it may be even 3 years since I started here in 2012.
Well, you probably did.
Yeah. Grandstanding the shift.
That was a great year.
Yeah.
I want to say one more thing. I have some wonderful guided meditations on my website. And if you go to the chakras on my website, I'm going to have a brand new website starting January 1st. I've totally updated my website. If you go to the chakras and you work with the chakras and your body, it will open your third eye in 120 days if you work it every day. But the other thing that's there that everybody should hear, Jay, is the new spiritual chakras meditation. It's very powerful, and it opens the spiritual chakras, the ones I was talking about before, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. It'll really help you grow.
Crack them open, boys and girls. It's time to use them up. So, I think we're just about coming up to the little bit of rock music. Here it comes. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It was been a brilliant show.
Pleasure.
It's been a brilliant year. Thank you very much, everybody. Revolution Radio, Wolf Spirit Radio, everybody on radio. God bless you all. Good night.